Today, I'm pleased to have Fred McGee with us. Fred is a 12-year resident of Patagonia who has been very active in land conservation here. Prior to moving to Patagonia, Fred served as assistant director of Colorado Outward Bound. He owned a restaurant, worked as a ranch broker and rural appraiser, owned a solar construction company and a mountaineering store, all in Colorado, Wyoming, and Montana. He has traveled widely in South America, Europe, and Asia, including expedition climbing in Tibet, Nepal, and China. Today we're going to focus closer to home on land conservation and local foods, and on Fred's work as a board member of the Arizona Land and Water Trust. Welcome, Fred.
Hi, Julie. Thank you.
Before we talk about the work of the Arizona Land and Water Trust, with whom I also serve as a board member, let's start with, how did you develop your interest in land conservation?
Well, I grew up in an agricultural community in northern Wyoming, and my family owned a small ranch, and I started working on large Wyoming cattle ranches when I was 14 years old, and continued to do so until my early 20s. And from an early age, it was either my family or people that I worked for that instilled upon me respect for the land and the responsibilities that go along with land ownership. And that's always stayed with me. It's been a part of my body. And I continue to think about my early experiences as a boy and how important the land was then. And as I continued to get older, it just alarmed me that people were really abusing land and thinking of it in terms of dollars only. And so that led me into the work that I've been doing the last probably 20 years. So, you know, that gives you some idea of a little bit of my background, and I was fortunate enough to be able to retire early. I was self-employed most of my life, and so I retired early, and when that happened, I decided that I was going to devote some of my free time to making efforts in land conservation. At the time, I was living in Bozeman, Montana, so I got involved with a small land trust in Bozeman, and there was quite a bit of development pressure there at the time. And then we moved to Patagonia in southern Arizona in the late 90s, and I continued my work here. And I guess that brings us up to where we are today.
Okay. When you moved to Arizona, you first started working with the Southeast Arizona Land Trust.
Correct. And I think that was in around 2000. And I worked for SILT, and I was on the board of SILT, but doing quite a lot of staff activities, mainly land transactions, until SILT merged with the Arizona Open Land Trust in 2008, at which time you, Julie, and I both became members of the new merged organization.
Mm-hmm. When you say you were doing some staff things, what kinds of things were you doing that would further land conservation?
Well, my main interest is protecting large working landscapes. And when you talk about that, you're mainly talking about, in this area, working cattle ranches. Ranchers in recent times have become the best land stewards that we have. And it's important not only to keep them as working ranches and to keep the families on the ranches, but it's also important to help them as much as we can. And it's because Arizona is so pro-development, it's a hard hoe to row anymore to stay viable on a working cattle ranch. And so my main efforts with SILT and now with the Arizona Land and Water Trust are trying to help ranchers in every facet not only land conservation, but in other areas where they may seek outside help.
So what, I think of ranchers as being a pretty self-sufficient group of people. What kinds of help do ranchers need?
A lot of ranchers are land rich and cash poor. Cash flow is important to them, especially in these particular times now when we're facing drought, heavy development pressures, family issues where maybe members of the younger generation don't want to stay in the ranching business. There's a varied topics of concern to ranchers these days. So I think land trusts provide an important link in a lot of these areas.
Okay. When you say the word land trust, what do you mean by that? What is a land trust?
A land trust is a nonprofit organization run by a board of trustees. In the case of Arizona Land and Water, there's an executive director, Diana Freshwater, and four or five staff members. A land trust, they can do a lot of things. By the definition of this particular land trust, we're involved in water issues. A recent area that we've entered into in the last year or two, where presently we're developing a working handbook that covers a lot of different water issues that pertain to individual ranchers, and we're making it available to the ranching community. We work in as far as land conservation, we're involved in conservation easements, in some cases purchases, and as another facet of a land trust, they act as important conduits to the rancher in areas of estate planning, legal assistance, maybe working connections with other agencies, whether they be governmental agencies such as the Arizona Game and Fish or other agencies that may be able to help ranchers as far as habitat improvement, maybe farming improvements, all sorts of things.
Well, I think at this point it might be good to just take a step back and be a little bit more specific about land conservation and give an example. Can you give us an example of a specific piece of property that's been conserved that you've been involved in our area?
Well, I've been thinking a little bit about that, and I think the best example that people see benefit by every day when they drive to Tucson, we, in the last 3 years, I believe, protected part of the High Haven Ranch owned by Sarah Barkas, which is located between Sonoyta and the interstate. Just actually, it's right on the right side as you come to the Border Patrol checkpoint, and continues all the way to the top of the pass. In that particular...
That's on Highway 83?
Highway 83, Scenic Highway. In this particular instance, we were working with ADOT, the Arizona Department of Transportation, who, amazingly enough, had some money set aside for what they called a scenic or a visual easement on their scenic highway systems. And we immediately thought that we could take advantage of those funds. So we started talking to various ranchers that were adjacent to scenic highways, both 83 and 82. And it seemed like the High Haven Ranch fit the criteria in the best way. And by that, I mean that the rancher needed some financial help. The ranch was very beautiful. It was adjacent to the highway, so that and when we talk about, in this case, protection, what we basically did was we bought the development rights on this ranch so that there can be, in the future, no development adjacent to the highway for, I think it's 3 miles from the beginning of the ranch to the top of the pass. So that's the sort of things we like to get involved in, where it's a benefit to the public, it's a benefit to the rancher, and it provides in continuing open view sheds, working landscapes intact, where ranchers can basically stay on the land. They don't have to worry about having to sell parts or all of the ranch for various reasons. So this particular project seemed to fit all those different criteria.
And what is the relationship between this ranch and Las Cienegas, which is in that area?
It's close. The Las Cienegas borders the High Haven Ranch on the east side. Not only does it border it, but some of the wildlife corridors that go through from the Santa Rita's to Las Cienegas go right through the High Haven. So there was a definite connection in the whole Las Cienegas working landscape there. Not only was the Barcas or the High Haven Ranch a scenic project, but it was an important link in Las Cienegas' connection to the Santa Rita's.
And when you say Las Cienegas, are you referencing the National Conservation Area, or does the term also include a larger geographic area?
I think of the Las Cienegas as a larger area. It started out as the National Conservation, what did you call it?
Is it a National Conservation Area?
Yeah, and it's a BLM project. Bureau of Land Management. And it's been in place for a while. But there's a big piece of corridor that's very important there that we've been working on for a number of years. We understand the importance of it, and it goes basically from the interstate through the Las Cienegas, the Babacormi Ranch, the Babacormi River, and you could make a case that it probably goes through the San Rafael and all the way to the border. So there's an important large landscape there, and we have over some of SEALT's efforts and the Arizona Open Land Trust, and now the combined organization added 3 or 4 ranches, working ranches, to that whole system. So that is one of our priority areas. We consider it an important area, and it's an area that can be protected, and we're working very strongly to reach those goals.
And you've mentioned water a number of times, and how has the protection at the High Haven Ranch contributed to water conservation?
Well, I think any time that you you protect a number of acres from development, you're protecting water. In the case of the High Haven, across the road on the left side of the highway going towards Tucson, most of that area has been developed, so there are some pressures on water in the area. But you know, I think that if you go to Las Cienegas, you'll find that waterways are coming from the Highway 83 towards Cienega Creek, and they're still flowing in some cases. So that means that the water table has not been completely destroyed in the area, and part of that is due to the fact that there's not as much development there. And I'd like to lead this into another part of what I think is very important these days, and that is the fact that if you don't keep working families on the land, you know, the food, the local food production just goes almost non-existent. And in southern Arizona, it's hard enough just to keep a ranch intact. But I think a lot of working ranch families now are starting to look at how they can provide local food to the surrounding community. And they see it as a opportunity to enlarge their operation, maybe make it more financially sound. And so I think that we need to talk about that just a little bit, that we're going to be in a sad state of affairs here pretty quickly if we don't keep ranchers ranching, farmers farming, people providing local product, food products to local communities. And so that's one of my main reasons for working in land conservation, is I just think that it's really important now to have local food production.
Now, when you talked about the Arizona Department of Transportation having some funding for the protection or conservation at the High Haven Ranch, but there are other tools that the Land Trust uses, you mentioned, to help with land conservation. And there aren't always opportunities to have extra funding, particularly during this time of difficult budgets. And so what's another tool that the Land Trust can use?
For financial help?
Or to keep ranching families on the land.
Well, let's talk about maybe financial resources first. And like you say, this is a tough time, so whatever I say may be not exactly the way it is right now in the economic conditions, that, especially in the state of Arizona, that we're experiencing at the moment. But we have done a lot of work with agencies, and when I mentioned the High Haven, that was with the ADOT. And that's the only project that we've really ever done with ADOT. But we have done several projects with Arizona Game and Fish, with the NRCS.
And what does NRCS stand for?
It's a National Conservation Resource part of it's a U.S. government agency with an Arizona office in Phoenix. They're very active in working with farmers and ranchers in the state. And they recognize the importance of also keeping these families intact and on the land. So they have several programs where they have money available to protect land or conserve land, basically through conservation easements.
Okay, what's a conservation easement?
Conservation easement. I'm glad that you asked me. I'm going to give you something that I will read now, because I want to make sure that this is very distinct. Conservation easement is a voluntary agreement and a recorded deed restriction that allows a landowner to limit the type or amount of development on their property while retaining private ownership of the land. Conservation easements run with the land and apply to all future owners of the land.
So why would a landowner want to entertain the idea of putting a conservation easement on his or her land?
Well, in most cases, it's an alternative to seeing their land